How was the building again?
You set two poles close together, and then, mm-hmm. like, that's a longer pole. And just hold those poles, the two poles here, and then at the top, you tie a rope or a piece of wire around them to keep it from spreading and let these settle down.
How many poles would you drop?
Depend on what type animal you, if you want to keep cattle in there, maybe kind of wild type, not real domesticated, they just range cattle. They mm-hmm. jump over the moon. Well, you had to build it 6 or 8 foot high. And then they'd even try to jump out.
And you'd have these poles just resting one on top
yeah.
of the other?
And then nails came along and they got able to buy nails or something and they would nail them, you know, and mm-hmm. space them inch apart or something. And then they went to board fences. But wire or any length of fence,
mm-hmm.
you know, once they passed the stock law where you had to keep your cattle within a fence, couldn't just turn them out and let them. Used to have that here, just wherever your cows went,
mm-hmm.
they had your mark or brand on. Now, West Cal had a lot of rail fences, you know, zigzag like.
Mm-hmm.
I remember seeing them, not
did,
it.
Did you ever work on them?
No, I didn't. Yeah, run, play it, not work on them, play on them.
When they first lay it down, what do they lay the first set of rails directly on the ground and all? What do they
Those over there, that there's one in particular still there I know of. Not much. They just laid it and then they notch it,
mm-hmm.
you know, kind of like building a log house. That was it.
What did they call that? Did you ever hear laying the worm?
No.
What about a kind of a wire fence that you have nowadays?
Well, it's either 3 or 4 strand barbed wire fence, some of them even 5. Then they had hog wire or net wire. That was for hogs. It's a close mesh,
mm-hmm.
depend on, and it varies in height.
How would you set up a barbed wire fence?
Well, you'd basically post every 10 foot, 12 foot, depends on the tightness you stretch it. And, then every about a quarter of a mile, I guess, depends on the terrain a lot, you'd put brace posts, X-brace it, put those posts a little deeper, and they were always bigger than the line posts.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd use some type of stretcher. I've seen them take a wagon wheel and jack it up and tie it to the wheel and two people turn it and then have a pole slip all the way through to lock both wheels
mm-hmm.
where it wouldn't roll back and then you go along and nail it to the pole. Later on they came up with a rope stretcher and now they have a ratchet type device.
Uh-huh.
Even now they just hook a tractor to it and pull it.
And they nail the wire to each?
Each post.
Huh?
Each post along.
Uh-huh.
And now some places they're going to these twisted things and they have posts about every 100 foot and then every so often they put these little wires, they call them stay wires,
mm-hmm.
to hold the wire apart and keep it from sagging. And they say that any pressure, like a cow happen to run into it and get fighting or something, well, it'll give instead of break. And but we very little fencing in this country now. It's all, used to be a lot of it, but not in
mm-hmm. just all agriculture?
Yeah, all. Except on the river part, right down the levee. Most of your pasture land's on the levee. Oh, you occasionally find a man with pasture land, but very few.
What would you call the kind of fence people used to have around their houses?
Picket fence.
How would you build those?
Well, you find a cypress tree that, and saw it in whatever length you want it, and then quarter it, and then start riving with a throw. I believe that's the thing
mm-hmm.
what Grandpa called. I believe I still have one of those. And you make them so thick, and then to kind of decorate it, you be it at the top, point it at the top. And then you take that same cypress material, nail it to the post about 4 foot high, and then one about a foot off the ground, and nail it to that. That's where you had his garden, and Davis rabbits would get in it, though.
Did you ever see a fence or wall made out of stone or rock? You might
not in this country, in Arkansas and Missouri.
They have
stone walls and stone fences. They just pile them on top of one another. I never seen anybody build one.